flies. Who needs them? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Take a moment to think of the peaceful, comforting sounds echoing throughout your barn or your pasture. Cows quietly munching or dozing off. Now, enter the hum of a buzzing stablefly. Your cow anxiously switches its tail and defensively reacts as it attempts to rid the terrible pest. Animal nutritionist and consultant Joe Russo shares how such a tiny pest can cause huge problems for cattle.
The main culprit is the horn fly. This is a small, parasitic, blood-sucking fly that's about half the size of a house fly, and they live on the backs and sides of cattle. Each fly taking 20 to 30 blood meals a day times the hundreds that are on their backs. That's a significant drain and stress on that animal. And then that in turn causes the reduction in average daily gains and milk production and feed conversions. And that's where that cost is. And then also you got the cost associated with transmission of disease. Not only pink eye, but other infectious diseases, your respiratory diseases are also transmitted.
Russo says a multi-prong approach is the best method.
That breaks the fly's reproductive cycle in the manure. Other methods are sprays, baits, dust bags, fly parasites, and good sanitation. Good fly management not only pays, it is our responsibility to provide comfort and relief to our livestock.
The best flies are the ones that never hatch, and there are feed-through fly preventatives that help keep flies away. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.